Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's strong. Of your favorite song. What you can achieve. When she really believes. The force behind every move that makes. She'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes. Never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the world you're listening to us from, welcome to Walking in Power Radio. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I'm welcoming you to our sixth season, where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman, and this song may be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I would love for you to be a special advertiser or sponsor of Walking in Power Radio. You can share your product, your business, your project, and or ministry. If you're interested for affordable marketing opportunities, please email walkinginpower1@women-of-power.org. That's Walking in Power, the number one, at women-of-power.org. We have a very special guest with us today. She's graced our platform before, and we are happy, excited to have her back, Dr. Sarah Hurd of Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd. Before we get with her, we're going to have our appetizers and our sponsors, and she's going to come back and tell us more about Let Your Heart Beat Again conference. Let someone know that Walking in Power is on the air.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
Mobi Flyers, a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Mobi Flyers brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but transports your ministry, business, and events into the future. A Mobi Flyer is fun to interact and engage your consumers and numerous potential clients. It's not a mobile website, it's not an app, it's a mobile interactive flyer. For more information, visit mobiflyers.mobi.
BTOE Consulting Group, a medical billing and denial management company, providing elite services to your practice.
Are you a healthcare provider? Are you starting a new practice? Do you need to clean up your old A&R? Or do you want to be reimbursed sooner? Or is your current billing terrible? Take the next step towards a permanent solution. Use our billing services today. Some of our services include pre-verification of insurance, 24 to 48 hour claim billing, and consistent revenue flow. Call now, 404-913-2152, or visit our website at www.btelite.com.
Those are just a few of our sponsors and advertisers, and as I stated, I'd love for you to be a sponsor or advertiser on Walking in Power. The email is walkinginpower@women-of-power.org. That's walkinginpower@women-of-power.org. As I stated earlier, I'm very excited to have a very special guest with us, Dr. Sarah Hurd. She's an ordained minister and has served on various ministry boards, leadership teams, and community projects. She received her Bachelor's of Arts degree in Biblical Education from Beulah Heights University in Atlanta, Georgia, a Master and Doctor of Theology from North Carolina College of Theology in Wilmington, North Carolina. She holds a Standard Teaching Diploma from Evangelical Training Association, Wheaton, Illinois, and an Educator's Certificate as a Bible Specialist from Association of Christian Schools International, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Dr. Hurd has taught many Bible courses and the founder and CEO of Birthing Vision Ministries. She is a certified life growth coach through Dream Releaser Coaching since 2011. She's a published author of Time in the Word Study Guide. She's the president of Birthing Vision Bible Institute, a satellite campus of North Carolina Theological Seminary with campuses in Decatur and Covington, Georgia. Sarah Hurd was married to the late Bobby Hurd for 47 years. They have 3 daughters, 2 sons-in-law, and 5 grandchildren. She's a member of the Dynamic Refreshing Place Ministry under the leadership of Pastor Raymond Price Jr. and Lady Felicia Price, her son and daughter. Dr. Hurd serves as a member of the Board of Directors and Ministerial Staff. As of August 4, 2013, she began to host A Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. on WATC TV 57. She hosted radio ministry WYZE Atlanta and WVJH Pensacola, Florida. In summary of her life's quest, she loves people, and her greatest joy comes when she serves others. Let's welcome back to Walking in Power, Dr. Sarah Hurd. Hello, hello, how are you?
I am doing well this morning, and thank you so much for having me, Dr. BJ. It is always a joy to be here and just to be in your presence. You add so much to all of those that you touch.
And you as well. You're welcome. I'm glad to have you. We're excited. You have been very busy, very busy. And we're trying to keep up with you. We're trying to keep up with
no.
you.
No, you know, my head gets dizzy when I watch all of the things that you're involved in, all of the places you're going. I am busy, busy, busy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Dr. Hurd, we just came out of one of the most beautiful seasons, and we've launched into our new year. But you were quite busy during the holidays. And I'd like for you to share with our audience some of the outreach efforts that you were involved in.
Well, you know, it is just exciting to me to be used of God in any season and at any time. Just as my bio said, my greatest joy comes when I can help others, when I serve others. And so we had the opportunity this year. I serve as the benevolent director at my church, and we had the opportunity to get tours and be able to serve over 147 children this year. And we were so excited for this being our first time trying to put this particular project together at this church. We were just so excited. And one of the greatest things I think that was so heartfelt was to have a young man who was not on the list, but we went to the hotels that were in our vicinity, and we went there to let them know if they had people that were residents there that they could come over and get some toys. And this young man ran over at the last minute, and he had 4 children. And he was just so grateful that we were there to help him out. He was just the only one working and with those 4 children, and we even had a bike left. And that little girl rode that bike right there. So we just saw God being fulfilled in what we do by bringing joy to others.
Well, yes, you did bring a lot of joy to others, and you have over the years. And I would also, along with Walking in Power, like to congratulate you on receiving the President's Volunteer Service Lifetime Achievement Award for 2016, which was presented to you on Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd. So thank you so very much. That award entails over 4,000 hours of volunteer service. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done and what you continue to do.
Well, you know, I was just honored to receive that TVSA award. God is just so gracious. And, yes, my children, my oldest daughter is 50 years old, and she tells everyone how, as a small child, I had them in tow going to the nursing home because I believe that we could share whatever we had. We didn't have to have a degree. You didn't have to have anything. All you had to have was a heart to help others. And so I pulled my children along with me. So it's been many, many moons that I have worked in outreach ministry. And at my former church, I worked there for 28 years as the outreach director. So I've always had my hand into the community and trying to help make the life of another better.
That's amazing, and it's great, and it's been consistent. It's been consistent, and God has been blessing you along the way, and now you're also being honored and recognized through the Trumpet Awards coming up. So please share with our audience about that great, great time.
Well, I tell you, that was one that was dropped on me. You know, God will drop things on you that you don't know, and that was one that was dropped on me. And when Mrs. Clayton gave me a call to say that I was a Spiritual Enlightenment awardee, I was just excited about that. So I'm one of the ones that will be receiving the Spiritual Enlightenment Award at the Trumpet Awards breakfast on January the 20th at 8:30 a.m. And what is ironic about this award, in 2011, my husband received this award, and I remember going with him. He had cancer, and I knew it was terminal, and, you know, we knew we were in for a fight. And I remember going, standing behind him, because he says, come on and go with me, when he went up to receive it. And so I remember going, standing behind him in support of what God was doing in his life. And then here we are now. This year, I will be receiving that same award. God is just a good God. And, you know, I look at it as all coming from God. It wasn't anything that I've done, but that I can see that I've done, but what others see, and then they want to just award me for that. So I'm excited about it.
Praise God. The Bible says, let your light shine before men, that they may glorify the Father, which is in heaven. They may see your good works, glorify the Father, which is in heaven. And this is your season. This is your season. You have labored in the forefront and also in the background. And God is saying, now let me openly reward all the things that you have done privately. So we praise God for what you're doing and what you continue to do. I want to talk to you about what's coming up in February. And I believe this is the fourth year, am I correct?
Yes, it is. It's our fourth year Let Your Heart Beat Again conference. I am really excited about this conference because I gave birth to this conference out of a passion to help widows. I had been married for 47 years, and I was encountering other widows who were experiencing loss for the first time, and it's Valentine and no candy and no flowers coming from, you know, from your husband. And so what I wanted to do was just gather women together and men just to talk about, not to go down and we're going to sit there and cry and wipe our eyes like that, no. But we wanted to come together to empower each other that God still had a purpose and a plan for our lives. Although our spouses died, we didn't die. So therefore, God is not finished with us yet. So the purpose was to bring them together to talk about that. Well, when I began to put the program together, everybody that I talked to that was not a widow was saying, I'm coming, because what we wanted to do was to bring healing and wholeness to all of those who had experienced loss. And so they were saying, well, but, you know, people lose their jobs. Relationships are broken. There is a lot of betrayal. All of these kinds of things are losses. And so we just invited everybody to come. And last year we had over 100, probably about 130 people to attend. And this year we're believing God to have 200 to come, and we're excited about it.
Amen. Amen. I think what you have, what the Lord has opened up for you and for each of us that will be attending and those that are coming, that we have areas of brokenness that maybe we never discussed or maybe we never shared, because especially those that are in leadership. And that's what I found what was so amazing about this conference. I saw lay people, I saw leaders, I saw people from different age groups, from all walks of life, and we all came together in order for God to heal our brokenness. Why do you believe in so many areas the brokenness is so prevalent but not discussed?
Because we like to hide behind our pain. We'll hide behind our pain because we don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to expose what it is. And sometimes you just don't want to feel like you are not as spiritual as the next person. I think for the saints, that, you know, all of that is a compass of why sometimes we don't expose what is really going on in our heart. We'll hold that pocket of pain and just not let anything and anybody touch that or go there. But I believe this year God is going as deep as you need him to go to clear out everything that's in you, so that you can be master, be meet for the master's use. This year we've got to be ready to be meet for the master's use.
I agree. I agree. Dr. Hurd, give us that date and location.
Okay, the date is February the 4th. The location is the Infinite Success Global, 4209 Northeast Expressway. That's in Atlanta, 30340.
And how and you can always register?
Okay, they can go online to timeintheword.com, and you can register there online. It's still not too late. You got time to make it, and I'm excited. I want people to come, whatever area you're broken in. I want you to come so that we all can be made whole. I want you to come. Come. You're gonna remember this conference. You're going to remember this conference.
I agree. With those that are coming and those that are in that decision mode, or, you know, should I or should I not, what will the attendees take from this conference? What will they leave with in their spirit man?
I believe that they'll leave with the possibility and the probability that I can walk in the fullness of all that God has created me to walk in. And I think we're going to awaken some things in people. We're going to awaken dreams. We're going to awaken visions. We're going to call out what we know God is doing in their lives, that their heart can beat again. I think that you will hear a word from someone, because I'm not the only speaker. I am one of the speakers, but, of course, we've got Bishop Stephen L. Glover from Perfecting Word. He will be one of the speakers. I've got a young lady who's single, Minister Robin Page. She's coming back to speak again. And then I've got another young man, Minister Samuel Evans. He's going to talk about a transformed life, how he had to let his heart beat again for a transformed life. And then I've got Dr. Patricia Juergen. And she's going to talk about recovery after divorce, how you let your heart beat again after you've gone through a great divorce. And so, of course, we're going to have a Christian comedy back, Dr. Carol Tigner, Carol Manuel Tigner. You know, she'll keep us all in stitches. Big sexy.
We're just going to have
a great time. So you're going to pick up something. You're going to pick up something, I believe, from every speaker. There's something that's going to be said that you're going to pick up and you're going to be able to take hold of and run with it. I believe that this is a life-changing conference. I believe that.
I do. I agree with you. Absolutely. Because I know when I went, when I came, my private pain was healed. And I felt whole when I left, the wholeness that came upon me when I left. And I haven't dealt with that one again. I must say there was a miraculous healing in that place. So I just praise God. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited about sharing it and let everyone know they need to be there. And Dr. Hurd, one of the things, this conference is an annual conference, but you are in our homes every Sunday morning, 6 a.m. in the morning. Tell our audience, we're waking up, getting ready for service, and some are getting ready for work, and those that are sick and studying and are also just excited about you coming into our homes. Would you please tell us, our audience, about Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd and how they can participate by tuning in and logging on?
Amen. I am excited. I like to say I get you up and get you going on Sunday morning. It's WATC TV 57, and at 6 a.m. in the morning, Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd is a place of information, inspiration, and great gospel music. You know, we have outstanding guests on. We share the word. We play the old-time gospel music that many like to hear. And not only that, but we infuse it with some new stuff, and we are just excited about it. It is a place of information, inspiration, and great gospel music. And you don't want to miss it. You want to get your day started well. And, you know, we are so grateful, Dr. BJ, to be in this position to do this. And I have to thank my underwriters, that's Free at Last, Bell Bonds, and Dr. Donetta Sparks, and then all my partners who send in, you know, a donation each month. I could not be there without everybody working together. And then when I hear from people, when I'm out in the marketplace, and I never go anywhere that I don't hear somebody say, "Miss Hurd, I know you. You know, you've done this." And then I get the sweet phone calls from people in the hospital on Sunday morning. Say, "I'm in the hospital. Would you pray for me? I don't go to church, but this is my only church. Would you pray with me?" You know, so I'm excited that God would use me in this hour on such a platform. So I am just, again, excited about God and what he has in store for me. You know, I've decided I'm taking no prisoners. I'm making no excuses. I'm going to let God be glorified in my life as much as he wants to be. I'm giving God permission to use me in this hour. You know, many times we draw back. We don't want to say. We don't want nobody to think this about us or whatever. Think what you will. Think what you may. But I'm going forth in all that God has for me.
Praise God. Praise God. And by your going forth and your obedience, it is opening the doors and the windows and hearts and wombs of so many that you're touching with the hand of God. And it's just amazing, just absolutely amazing. Let us talk a little bit more. We only have a few more minutes, but I want to talk a little bit more about Let Your Heart Beat Again conference. When you speak of beating again, and I want to get this clear, because I believe in my heart that there's someone out there that really is listening today or this evening or this morning, wherever you're listening for, that needs to be there. When you say let your heart beat again, do you think even as Christians we can get to a point where we feel like our heart isn't beating? We've had that stab wound or that wound that just seems to just stifle us in our place.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Very much so, especially as Christians. And because of church hurt, because of family hurt, you give up on your dream. You give up on what God has for you. In fact, you no longer believe God has anything because you are crowded with the cares. You are crowded with whatever the pain is, that you cannot hear God anymore speak about what he has prepared for you to do. And so many times I like to say your clock stops on the wall. Wherever that pain was and what time that happened, you stop right then and you stop right there. You exist. You go on and you doing things. But inside of your heart, there is that protected pocket of pain. And so many times as Christians and non-Christians, many times people are not Christians because they can't get over the pain that they have suffered. And so we want to draw that out. We want to draw that out. We want to make you whole. We want you to have nothing missing, nothing broken, that you can go on and fulfill all that God has for you to do. It is not too late. I don't care how old you are. It is not too late. I'm excited. You know, I used to say I was 66 and cute, so when I turned 67, I said, well, that don't sound good, so I just say I'm 67. And I believe I'm walking now in my greater. All of these other years, I was practicing to get to here. And so now that I'm here, I make no apologies, but I want to help as many people as I can. And that's why I even have Time in the Word on television show. I use it as a platform to help people because I know if I can help them, they can go on and help others, and we'll keep the ball rolling in building the kingdom of God.
Amen. I tell you, audience, we've had an excellent time. We're so excited to have Dr. Sarah Hurd with us on today of Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd at the WATC TV 57. Also, host visionary of Let Your Heart Beat Again conference, which will be held February 4th, 2017 at the Infinite Success Global, 4209 Northeast Expressway, Atlanta, Georgia. Registration is open now at www.timeintheword.com. Dr. Hurd, as we leave this place, but of course never from his presence, would you say a special prayer for those that are listening and for each of us, just speaking to our lives what God has laid on your heart today?
Father, in Jesus' name, we honor you, we bless you. God, we are so humbled that you have chosen all of us to serve you in this time and in this season. So, Lord, open our hearts that they can beat again. Whatever the thing is that has held us back in 2016 and beyond, and below 2016, Lord, we release it today in Jesus' name. We release every pain. We release every hurt. We release every experience that has caused us pain, and we move forward into the presence of the Lord to do what you have called us to do. No more slacking, God. We release the spirit of slacking from us. We release the spirit of procrastination from us, that we will go forth and do what you have called us to do. We give you all praise. We give you all glory. For it is all you, God. It's all your doing. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow, what a day. What an amazing, amazing time of fellowship with Dr. Sarah Hurd. It's been absolutely amazing, her transparency. And we're looking forward to seeing you again at Let Your Heart Beat Again Conference, February 4th, 2017, Infinite Success Global, 4209 Northeast Expressway, Atlanta, Georgia. Registration is open now. Don't miss it. There's still time at www.timeintheword.com. Well, we've had an amazing week, a powerful week, powerful interviews with powerful people. If you would like to hear the on-demand episode of this particular broadcast, please visit women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon. That's women-of-power.org. I tell you, I've had a great week. I look forward to seeing you on next week. Do me a favor. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.